I ngā tārenga e ariari mai rā, nau mai piki mai ki runga I te waka nei o ngā pōraumati. Ko Katrina Batten tōku wingawa, ko au te koutou mokai, tai atu ki te wāinga nui pō. Nō reira, nau mai haere mai. Kia ora Eru.
Kia ora Katrina. Ka nui tō, tō mihi ki ngā ki te hunga e whakarungo mai rā. Hoi anō, huri no te motu, nau mai piki mai rā ki rungi te pō o ngā raumati. Kia ora Katrina.
We'd like to thank the listeners for making these Te Reo 101 sessions quite valuable for us, and we would also like to thank their contribution and thank them for their interest as well. It's been lovely to have people interested in what we're doing here.
Because I understand there was an email asking when's the next one.
Exactly.
Well, here it is.
Yeah, exactly. So let's start by reviewing our vowel sounds and consonants again.
There are 5 vowels in the Māori language and 10 consonants, so we'll start off with the vowels, and I'll give you the short and long versions. There's A, E, I, O, and U, and A, E, I, O, U, and then the consonants, H, K, M, N, N, which is spelled N-G, P, R, T, W, and WH. So I wasn't actually saying the letters, I was actually sort of sounding them out, how they would sound in Te Reo.
So there's
two versions of the vowels. They can be pronounced short or long, and they're normally long vowel is shown by a macron, which is a bar appearing above the vowel. It's really important to know the difference between long and short vowels, because a long or a short vowel could change the meaning of the word. And I always use this example of keke, which is spelled K-E-K-E, but the difference between keke written with macrons over the top is armpit and cake. So you want to be asking somebody for hōmai te keke, not hōmai te keke.
Which otherwise you'd be asking for their armpit.
Yeah.
Which is not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
Especially if you're very hungry. Okay, so this evening we're going to look at the words of the haka, the words of the national anthem, and the words of Pōkarikariana. And we're going to learn how to say it correctly. So we'll start with looking at the haka, and we're going to be using the kamate haka.
It's the most famous haka, and it's the haka that was composed by the Ngāti Toa tribal chief Te Rauparaha back in the 1820s, 1830s. And just to give you a bit of historical context, he was being chased by another tribe in the Lake Taupo region, and he managed to find a Māori lady who was sitting on top of a kumara pit, and he was fearing for his life, so he managed to ask if he could hide underneath her kumara pit and have her sit on top as well. Because the enemy wouldn't have known this, because it's tapu or sacred for a woman to sit on top of a man or be above a man. And so he was fearing for his life. So this haka talks about him thinking, is he going to die? Is he going to live? Is he going to die? Is he going to live? And those verses are repeated in the haka.
Okay, so when we're listening to it, especially the probably most of us would know that this haka is performed before international games. We have a little bit of an issue with so many women playing international sport now. They're not supposed to do this haka, are they?
Not this particular one, and there are female versions of haka because, back in the traditional days, women did take part in the battles, and also they had their own haka as well. But this particular haka, kamate, is a masculine one. So, I understand that national women's teams have their own haka that's been specifically composed for their team.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So this is the one that you could probably, hopefully, do while maybe if you're travelling overseas, the one that you can kind of do maybe while the rugby's on, or maybe the basketball, something that you're watching. You could probably do it in your own lounge while you're, with the guys, do a bit of the old slapping.
And I think if you are a New Zealander and you are overseas and people ask you to do the haka, because I know this happens, it's okay. Just make sure you give it a lot of gusto, and if you're going to do it, just do it properly.
Exactly. Right. So should we have a listen? What we'll do is we've got a bit of the haka here, and we've actually grabbed it from one of the games, one of before an All Black game. This is being led by Tane Randall. So it's a few years ago now, but it's a really good example. And what we thought we'd do is we'd just get you to talk over the front bit, which is the sort of the call to arms, really, in a way, isn't it?
It is. That's a good way to
okay,
put
so,
it.
So let's have a listen to that.
Tarima whakaro, which means listen up. Kia rite, on guard, get ready, get ready. Now all together, in arms. Slap your chest against your thighs. Puff out your chest, bend your knees. I die, I die, I live, I live. This is the hairy man who caused the sun to shine again for me. Up the ladder, up the ladder, up to the top. The sun shines and I arise. He.
Okay, so the words in English don't, they sort of sound slightly odd, but we're not actually looking at the English version of this. We're actually looking at how to say this haka properly. So, let's go through maybe not the leader part. So the what we often hear is a ringi, ringa pakia, uma tairaha, turu fatia. That's not that's the call to arms for everybody to do the haka.
So we're going to do the bits that everybody else does,
everybody else,
and
right.
that you're
okay.
going to participate in. So, kamate, kamate, kaora, kaora, kamate, kamate, kaora. Kaora. Now you notice that the two words kaora are spelt K-A and then O-R-A. In Māori, when you get two vowel sounds, you run them together. So it's not kaora, kaora. It's kaora,
right.
kaora.
Okay.
Tēnei te tangata pūhuruhuru. Nāna I tiki mai whakawhiti tērā. Āupane kaupane, upane kaupane, whiti tērā hi.
Okay. So it's really just a case of getting all of the words in the right, you know, getting with the beat, isn't it, as well? So the tēnei te tangata.
Tēnei te tangata pūhuru huru nāna I tiki mai whakawhiti tērā. Āupane, ākaupane, āupane kaupane whiti tērā hi.
Okay. If you are managed to get some words to have a look at that, you might notice that there are some macrons over certain words, but that's sort of helping us with a bit of the pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's maybe just listen. Can we have a listen to that once more? Can we have a listen to the haka once more? So let's do that, and maybe we can all take part in this at home. Actually, the more you listen to it, the more you can hear the words. A lot of the time, it just seems like a bit of a mess, but you can actually hear some of them actually saying the correct pronunciation, which is also very good. I know Buck Shelford did quite a lot to improve the All Black version of that. Okay, right, that's kamate. Let's have a look at the national anthem. Now, we actually know that the national anthem, the English version and the Māori version of this, we perform both of them, but they don't actually mean the same thing, do they?
No, no, they're not the exact translation. So what happened was is that they decided to write the songs that the words fitted in with the tune. So if you look at the English translation, which is translated by Timothy Karitu, you'll notice that, of course, it's not the same as the English translation or the English words.
Mm. So the English translation, we'll just go over that, is, O Lord God of all people, listen to us, cherish us, may good flourish, may your blessings flow, defend Aotearoa. So that's what we're going to be learning how to say properly in Māori.
That's right. So you can see that they've taken the shortcut around the national anthem to fit in the words.
Mm. Okay, so should we just maybe go over the... Oh, let's have a listen. We'll have a listen to... we've got a version of Hinewehi Mohi singing this. We thank Hinewehi Mohi for that. She does such a beautiful pronunciation. If you have a listen there, you can hear how she softens all her consonants, which is something that you'll hear fluent Māori speakers do, of course. There's nothing sort of harsh about the consonants there.
No, it's pretty smooth. And you'll notice too that she, instead of saying kia tau tō atawhai, she actually runs it together so smoothly there. Kia tau tō atawhai.
Okay, so let's go over the pronunciation of all of those lines.
Yeah, so e I hoa atua, O Lord God, o ngā iwi mātoura, of all people, āta whakarongona, me aroha noa, kia hua ko te pai, kia tau tō atawhai, manaaki tia mai, Aotearoa.
To get manaaki tia mai to fit in, what are we normally doing there?
So you're saying manaaki tia mai.
Mana ki tia mai Aotearoa. That's the kind of thing, isn't it? Okay, so let's maybe listen to that one more time. So maybe we can, I'll sing in the background just to help me along as well. Nice way of getting into it, because of course then you would go into the English version of that if we were doing that in any other, in a formal setting. Probably the difference between what most of us are singing and what the lovely Hinewehi is doing there is the kia and the tia.
That's right.
So she's saying that as one word, whereas most of us are probably singing a kia. Kia
right.
Hua ko te pai, mana ki tia. So she's saying it rather than all the actual syllables, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty simple. And if you actually have some words every time we sing the national anthem, we should be able to drag out those words and practice singing it. And it's all quite a simple thing.
It is.
The tō ātawhai, kia tō tō. That's probably one thing to get right, remembering that the we've got the kia hua ko te pai, ko, K-O is ko, not ko.
That's right.
And kia tō, T-A-U, kia tō,
tō,
tō, tō ātawhai. So kia tō, tō, ātawhai. They're different words. So that's what you want to try and get right around that national anthem.
Sounds so beautiful too when you say it.
It right. does. It's yeah. just, it's a lovely version of that. Okay, and then the last one is a song that's been made famous all around the world. Everybody knows this song, Pō Kari Kari Ana. Can you maybe just, well, there's a couple of versions of this and lots of people, and you were saying to me before that you can actually personalise this yourself.
You can. So this song talks about the rippling waves across the waters. And the second line of the song, Ngā wai o Waiapu or Ngā wai o Rotorua. So it depends who's singing the song. If it's Ngāti Porou people singing it, they'll say Waiapu, which is one of their rivers. And of course, if you're from Te Arawa, it's all about Rotorua. But if you wanted to, if you're from Wellington, if you're from Porirua, you could say Ngā wai o Porirua. Or if you're from the Hutt Valley, you could say Ngā wai o Awakairangi. So just insert your local waterway in as a way of personalising it.
Okay, so you put your own awa in there and you've got your own personalised version of Pō Kari Kari Ana. That's really nice. So we're going to, maybe we'll have a listen to a version of Pō Kari Kari Ana. This is a kiri, is it? Kiri te kānawa. So let's have a listen to the first verse of Pō Kari Kari Ana. Okay, we won't go on to the second verse because it's just all getting a bit too hard then. So let's have a look at that first verse of Pō Kari Kari Ana. Can you go through the pronunciation for us?
Pō Kari Kari Ana, Ngā wai o Waiapu, Whiti atu koe hine, mā rino ana e. E hine e, hoki mai rā, ka mate ahau I te aroha e.
And the version that we heard that Kiri sang, she did the last version of E hine e hoki mai rā ka mate ahau I te aroha e.
Ah.
So that's the, which I was wondering where she was going to get that E in there.
Ah,
so,
yes.
So yeah, she was blending, which was very nice.
And because she's from Ngāti Porou, she said Ngā wai o Waiapu, so that makes sense.
Okay. So if she had come from somewhere else, she might have inserted her own, maybe she could have inserted her own awa in there.
That's right, or her lake.
Or her lake.
Or yep. harbour.
Okay, so you can do any of them. Right, okay. So maybe let's have another listen to that. Can we have one more listen and we might all have a sing-along? Well, I'll have a sing-along. I'll be brave. And basically, once you know your vowel sounds and your consonant sounds, all of these can be sung and performed by anybody.
Totally right. Because the Māori vowels, they never change in the language, which is the difference with English. So once you get those down packed, that's basically the key to speaking te reo. Most of the consonants are pronounced the same as in English, but except for ng, and I. Which, what makes it difficult is that there are lots of words in te reo with the ng sound at the beginning of them, like ngauru hoi, which can be a stumbling block for beginners. And of course the consonant wh, depending which region you're from, you're going to pronounce it differently. So I noticed that one person, listener who emailed in, was asking why I wasn't pronouncing the WH as a F sound. Well, in Whanganui and Taranaki, the WH sound isn't a sharp F sound. Everywhere else it is.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming in, Eru, and doing these Te Reo 101 sessions with us. They've been a lot of fun, and I'd like to thank you for spending the time to do that. And thank you for the listeners for taking part in that. It's been a good fun, and if you want to go through these again, please do. They're on our website, radionz.co.nz/summernights.